What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again at the well that will never run dry. Why? Because, ladies, sometimes when things are getting heated, the best thing you can do is de-escalate the situation. Be the calming force. But unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of women are not trained to be that anymore. No, they want to actually escalate the situation. And when that man finally decides no more wife, no more strife, and the mask gets put on, guess what, ladies? You're going to get dirt napped. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 7th of July. Man, offline's wife, injures son in Cobb County domestic shooting. Once again, ladies, you think that your mouth is not a weapon that can be used to abuse a man? However, you are dead wrong. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A man is accused of offlining his wife and hurting their son in a Tuesday night shooting, according to Cobb County Police. Officers were called to a home on Laurel Creek Trail just before 8 p.m. When they arrived, they found an injured 27-year-old man outside and a woman deleted from gunfire inside. She was identified on Wednesday as 57-year-old Chital Wierzien. The suspect, 56-year-old Kirk B. Wierzien, was arrested at the scene. He faces one count of termination, two counts of aggravated assault, and two counts of possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. As of Wednesday afternoon, his son remains hospitalized. There is no ongoing danger to the public, according to authorities. The investigation remains active. Joanne Anderson, who has lived on the street for more than 20 years, and raised her daughter there, said she was caught off guard by the commotion. Quote, unquote, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if someone had a heart attack or what had happened, Anderson said. Police tape blocked the street for hours following the shooting. We love our neighborhood, Anderson said. I'm surprised. It breaks my heart. Neighbor Peter Lee said he learned about the shooting through a text message from another neighbor. Quote, unquote, I seen him doing yard work. Really nice guy. Very social neighbor, Lee said of the suspect. Put a pin right there. It's a terrible tragedy. It's too close to home. Police said the shooting was an act of domestic violation. Investigators are working to release an official update. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, once again, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Now, I want to circle back to what the neighbor said, Mr. Lee. He was a really nice guy. He was really social. Once again, that shows that there must have been some utter and total turmoil going on behind those closed marital doors. For this guy to snap out and shoot his wife and his son, yeah, there was definitely trouble in paradise. Definitely. But, like I said, the attempt to try to always look like the picture perfect family is something that stresses a lot of men out. Why? Because this looks like a pretty upscale neighborhood, according to the people there. So, of course, appearance is key. But once again, gentlemen, I'm going to keep harping on this. You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. How much abuse did Mr. Wirzin put up with before he finally snapped? See, nobody wants to talk about the abuse that is inflicted onto husbands. How much we have to absorb just to save face. Nope. No one cares about a husband until he finally puts on the mask. A la Bane. No one cared about who I was until I put on the mask. Once again, gentlemen, every man that puts on the mask has that inner Bane monologue. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Psychological impact, the son had to see it. He got injured. I'm gonna give that an 80. And for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give it a combined score of 25. So, Kirk, kill shot, Wirzin gets a score of 120. Once again, gentlemen, these older men, they know that their back is against the wall, especially with the current divorce laws on the books. A lot of these men know they can't just walk away without losing everything, even though personally, I say once you've gotten to that point, you're going to lose it all anyway. So at least walk away with your head held high. Say, you know what? You can have it all, but bitch, you're going to pay for it. But yeah, gentlemen, another man has exploded. Another man put the mask on. Another man is getting ready to join the Three Hots and a Cot retirement club. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who honestly believe that no matter what you do or say to your husband or boyfriend or the man you're in a relationship with, he's just going to sit there and accept that disrespect, you better understand this. Crystally, and I mean crystally damn clear. The power, once again, that you've been led to believe by this society that you can run over the top of a man and he's not going to retaliate, that's going out. Feminism and believing that you can hide behind the fake protection of the law, even though they are a reactionary force, they don't show up until after the man puts the mask on. Yeah, that thought process is going out right along with it. Because once again, we have another man who finally snapped after everything that he was put through behind those closed marital doors. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.